for a while. So if you want to stand up for a minute and stretch your legs. We just sit for just a couple of minutes just to let things settle after all of the logistics and planning that's just occurred. So at this point in a retreat, one of the most common questions and experiences is, how am I going to take this into my life? Right, because it's wonderful to be able to come here on retreat and sit and be with ourselves in this very intentional, complete way. And there's certain transformation and insight that happens. And yet, if we're only practicing here in these conditions, then it's not worth much. Right? It has to show up in our lives. That's the whole point, as Greg was saying. You know, it can't ever just be for ourselves. So there's, you know, one way in which anything that we do here by default will start to show up in our lives. Just the sheer force of the practice and the time that you've spent and the transformations that have happened will shift your perspective. And one of the most accessible and powerful ways to take our practice into our life and into the world is by practicing with our speech. It's something that we do, most of us do all day long. Even if we're not speaking out loud, we're texting, we're emailing, we're on social media, or we're taking in communication. Right, we're reading the news, we're listening to the radio, or we're thinking, talking to ourselves. So speech is a very accessible and potent way to integrate the tools and the perspectives of practice into the stuff of life, which is our relationships, our interactions. And the more we are able to bring these qualities of mindfulness and kindness, of patience, generosity, understanding into our relationships and our conversations, the quality of those relationships begins to change. And as the quality of our relationships changes, the quality of our very life changes. So I wanted to share just a few very brief exercises with you. To just touch the surface, just to indicate, to give you some indication of how you can start to explore this realm of communication. I think Rebecca probably mentioned my book as another resource if you want to look into this further and really start to practice with it. So this is it's a form of what we'll be doing now. I consider a form of meditation with another person. It's an interpersonal meditation, bringing the quality of mindfulness and kindness, this kind of awareness and orientation that we've been practicing inwardly into the space of relationship, speaking and listening. And so just like any other meditation, we'll do it with instructions, with a form. There'll be a sort of a beginning and an ending. And I'll walk you through all the steps. So the first part will be in silence, to turn towards someone near you, to practice with as a practice partner. So the key here is to try to do this in silence, which tends to make it go more smoothly. So just invite you to turn to someone near you. And if you happen to turn around and all the people near you are partnered already, then just raise your hand and look around the room for someone else whose hand is up. So keep looking. You'll see each other. Keep your hand up and keep looking around the room. Okay. So who else doesn't have a partner? Yep. Would one of you be willing to partner with her? Thanks. Great. No groups of three, right? Everyone's got a partner. Great. So get your chairs or your cushions oriented so that it's easy to see one another, so that you're not kind of craning your neck around the whole time. And find a distance that feels comfortable, so you don't feel like your space is kind of getting compromised, but also so that you can hear each other easily without needing to raise your voice too loud if you were to speak. And so I invite you to turn your attention inwards now, either closing your eyes or just casting your gaze downward. And let your attention really be centered in your own body. Notice how it feels to have 100% or most of your attention focused inwardly, connected with yourself. And then in your own time, I invite you to slowly allow your eyes to open. You don't have to make eye contact right away if you don't want to, but to just notice the difference with the eyes open. And can you maintain some presence with your own body? Or does all of your attention go out right away? If it does, just really notice that and see if you can bring some awareness back into your body. And then in your own time, see if you can find your partner's eyes, making eye contact just for a moment or two if you like. You don't have to maintain a deep soul gaze. It's fine to look away. But just play with this again and see what's it like to make eye contact and how much of your attention goes out. And what would it be like to keep a little bit of your attention with yourself, your own body, your own heart? Is that even possible, just for a moment? So this is the foundation of mindful communication, right? Before even any words, can we maintain some awareness, some sense of presence in our own body, in connection with another human being? When you like, you can turn your attention back inwards, just letting things settle. Resting the attention, feeling the body. Connecting with the heart. For our next experiment, we're going to begin to introduce a little bit of language, but just very simple language, to see what's it like to activate the vocal cords? Can we maintain some awareness, some sense of connection with ourself, even as we engage this capacity for speech? So to do this, we're going to meditate out loud using just some basic mindfulness practice, kind of narrating from moment to moment any body sensations that you happen to be aware of. So we'll do this by having one person who's a speaker and one person who's a listener, just bearing witness, listening silently. So if I were the speaker and you all were my partner or my listener, and I were to do this, it might sound something like this, noticing kind of a tight, aching sensation in the middle of my spine, and then feeling the coolness of the air around my neck. And the shoulders relax. Feel the belly expand, and then feeling the vibration of my voice in my chest. And feel some pressure between my sit bones and the chair, the cushion beneath me. There's some kind of a dry sensation on the lips. Aware of the hands touching, and some coolness there. Sort of a tight, stretching feeling of the fabric of my pants over my thighs. And there's that tight, aching sensation in the spine again. It's kind of a little to the left of the spine, and so on. So it's not a race. You don't win if you name more sensations than the other person. It's an experiment to see what's it like to speak, but to speak about what's actually happening right now in your own body. It's fine if by the time you name a sensation, it's already changed. It's fine if you don't name every single sensation. In fact, it's probably impossible because words can't keep up as quickly as what's happening. So just naming a few sensations as they occur and see if you can name the actual experience as close as possible rather than getting into the story, right? Like, now I'm aware of my scoliosis and, you know, my dad gave me this shirt and I'm going to see him when I leave. I'm really looking forward to that. You know, see if you can really just stay with your moment-to-moment experience in the body. Thank you. So the invitation is to, and we'll choose who's the speaker and listener for, in a moment, so you don't have to worry about that. So the invitation is to do this with your eyes open. And for the speaker, so let's have one person in each pair raise your hand and volunteer to be the first speaker. So if you're willing to speak first, just raise your hand. Okay. So speakers, see if you can speak with awareness. So what you're saying is actually happening. So the point here is to use that as an anchor so that you're using your body to help maintain presence in the space of the relationship. Now, listeners, as you listen, can you stay connected to your heart? Can you stay connected to your body? Notice what it's like to just listen and what comes up if your attention leaves. If you want to somehow engage or validate the person, all that's fine, but just notice. Be curious. So whichever role you're in, I invite you to take a moment and just set a clear intention for how you're practicing. Any questions about the instructions? Yeah.
The listener is completely silent.
Yes, the listener is completely silent. Eyes are open. It's fine to look away if you want to. You don't have to sort of lock your gaze. But let your eyes stay open. Any other questions about the instructions? Okay, so again, just we'll start with a bell. We'll end with a bell. So this is a meditation that we're doing together. So whichever role you're in, allow all of your intention to gather in your body. To have this very clear focus of listening with presence or speaking with presence. Whenever you're ready, please begin. So coming back to silence, take a moment to just reflect on how that was for you and what you noticed. Noticing how it is to have your attention turned inwards once again. So part of skillful communication is being able to shift our attention back and forth in a fluid and flexible way, being with ourselves, being with someone else, and finding a balance between the two. So we'll trade roles now. So if you were the listener, now you'll have a chance to speak and practice this moment-to-moment narration of what's occurring in your body as an experiment to see, can I stay present even as I speak without much content, just naming what's actually happening in the moment. And listeners, to practice listening with presence, can you keep some awareness with yourself even as you open to and receive what your speaker's sharing? So whichever role you're in, take a moment to set an intention for how you're practicing. Speakers, staying connected to the body as you speak. Listeners, listening from the heart. Please begin. And once again, coming back to silence, turning your attention inwards, just in reflecting, how was that for you? Anything you noticed? Was it easy? Was it challenging? Was there anything surprising? So far we've explored just being with one another in silence, noticing what that experience is like, naming from moment to moment just what's occurring in the body. And for this next experiment, we'll continue to add in more of the complexity of conversation and human relationship by bringing in some content. So we'll come back to the original speaker. And this time I want to invite you to share one thing about your retreat. You'll have about 2 minutes. so short, just to share one thing about your experience over the course of the last week. Now here's what I'd like to invite you to do, to practice bringing more awareness to this process. See what it's like to just take your time with your words. You can pause, like I just did. You can speak at a slightly more slow pace than you usually do. Now, it's not because this is a better way to do it, or because, I'm suggesting that you, after you leave here, you speak very slowly in all your conversations. It'll drive people nuts. I'm suggesting that we do this as an experiment to train ourselves in a particular skill, to speak with awareness. How do we do that? Well, like anything else, you have to slow it down a little bit, right? If you want to learn to play the piano, you don't start at full speed. You play scales slowly, one note at a time. So we're dialing it back, this very complex activity that we engage in, and just seeing, well, what would it be like to speak a little bit more deliberately and actually choose my words as they arise so that there's a sense of connection between my heart, my body, and my speech. That's the invitation. So, listeners, just listening. Listen from the heart. Receive the gift that your speaker's offering and notice what that's like. And speakers, speaking with awareness, taking your time, choosing your words, there's no rush, just sharing one thing about your experience this week. You'll have about 2 minutes. So whichever role you're in, take a moment to just set your intention for how you're practicing. If it's supportive, I invite you to start by taking a conscious breath. Starting now. And letting the words go, turning your attention inwards. Notice the energy that you feel in your body right now. How consciously are we using this energy when we engage in conversation? Are we even aware of it? Did you lose presence? Were you able to come back? So trading roles now, new speaker, new listener. Same invitation, listeners, listen from the heart with complete presence. Can you stay connected to yourself some even as you listen? Speakers, take your time. Choose your words with care. There's no rush. What's it like to speak with awareness? Sharing one thing about your experience over this last week. Starting with the breath, if that's supportive. Starting now. And letting the words go. Turning your attention inwards. Did you lose presence? Were you able to come back? There's so much happening when we engage. We're just seeing what's it like to start to bring quality of curiosity, a quality of care, of heartfulness to the space of conversation and interaction, being a little bit more deliberate. A whole new terrain of practice opens up when we start to include speech and relationship as part of our spiritual path. So I want to do one more short experiment. we're going to release the form of having a speaker and a listener and try our hands or our tongue at the advanced practice of ordinary conversation. With a very specific invitation about the topic. So you've done three different experiments now. We had the silent eye contact, then we had the narrating the body sensation, and then we just did, you know, speaking more slowly and deliberately while talking about something. So I want you to compare notes. What did you notice? What did you learn from these last 10 minutes? What was that like for you? Did it feel awkward, interesting? Was something surprising, easy, challenging? So have about 5 minutes just to have more of a free-flow conversation, comparing notes about this activity. But see if you can bring into practice some of what we've been doing. So there's no speaker or listener anymore, but can you stay aware of your body a little bit? Can you be aware of the choice to speak? Or is your mouth open and words are coming out before you even know it? Just that, right? Just that. If we could bring awareness to whether or not we choose to speak, think about the impact that would have. So take a moment to set your intention for what you want to practice over these next 4 or 5 minutes, feeling your body, making a choice about whether to speak or listen, or maybe slowing down, continuing with the sense of being deliberate and careful. Comparing notes, what did you notice? What did you learn? Starting with the breath, if that's supportive for you. Starting now. So letting the words go. Turning your attention inwards. Just feel. Sense what's happening inside. Make a mental note if there's anything that you want to remember from this exploration we've done together. When you like, I invite you to silently thank or acknowledge your partner, without whom we couldn't do this practice. And then just to come back to your seat or turn your chairs back to their original position. We'll wrap up in just a couple minutes. So just one or two short suggestions, and then we'll sit for a minute or two just to come back to silence before we end. So it's very common at this point in the retreat, after doing this exercise, to want to have conversations. Please don't. I mean it. Please respect the space that we've been creating, and to respect one another's space, and to offer that gift of kindness by just letting things be in the silence. And then you feel that, you know, urge arise. Just feel it. Just be with it. It's okay. You'll be able to talk tomorrow. There'll be plenty of time to talk for the rest of your life. You know. You still have a lot of momentum from the retreat, and we have the rest of the night and tomorrow morning to make good use of it. So when you leave this hall, please return to observing the noble silence. I'd like to suggest, I know there's a ride coordination for the people going to Logan in New York, and it seems like there are more people than would fit in the office to do that, and to keep the space of the retreat silent and not having little side conversations about the transportation outside. My suggestion is that after we sit and I ring the bell, that the folks who need to coordinate for Logan meet in that back corner for just 2 or 3 minutes, so you can figure out who's going with whom, and the folks for New York meet right up here by the fire extinguisher. And just in soft voices, it should only take a few minutes, and then we can go out to tea. So let's just sit together for a minute.